Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in, welcome in. Winning cures everything. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
And this is the NFL big game previews for week number 14. We got a lot to discuss here. If you would, go over to winningcureseverything.com. Make sure you enter the football picks contest. Of course, it's right up there at the top in the navigation bar. Click on Football Picks Contest, and you put in your name, you put in your email, you can win a cool prize from Tunica, Mississippi. They bring you the show each week. Tunica, Mississippi is the South's premier sports gambling destination. They got 6 incredible sports books, along with some cool steakhouses, golf courses, fun shows, concerts, and comedians, and everything else is coming through there. It's Christmas time. It's somewhere that you want to spend some time, I guarantee it. And the sports books are really, really freaking awesome. So we're getting into bowl season, we're getting into conference championship season, we're getting into really fun division races in the NFL. Good stuff to go check out. You can find more information on everything they're doing at tunicatravel.com. We got another sponsor. Smackapparel.com is the website. Use promo code WIN, W-I-N, to get a 20% discount on whatever you want to order. It doesn't matter how much stuff you put in your cart. You use that promo code WIN, they're going to give you 20% off of it. And if you order over $40 worth, they're going to ship it to you for free. Not too shabby. They got all your favorite teams, pro and college, fun rivalry shirts, just good-looking stuff, man. They got all the right logos, all that good stuff. Smackapparel.com is the place to go. Use promo code WIN, W-I-N, for a 20% discount. Let's go ahead and jump into this. We don't want to take up too much of your time. Game number one here, 49ers at the Saints. It's a 12 p.m. game, Central Time, God's time zone, on Fox. It's at the Superdome in New Orleans. Saints are a 2.5-point favorite. Total is 44. 49ers have lost 2 out of 3. What do we do here?
Man, I like the Niners. I do. I think I kind of like them coming off a loss. It's not like they got beat bad. They played a really, really good Baltimore team at home.
Yeah.
And I think they played them to a draw. Baltimore's got a hell of a kicker.
Yeah, they definitely do.
I mean, I think there are less than 50% of the kickers in the country come out and drill that kick to win the field, to win the game.
You're probably right.
So if the kick gets missed, basically it's a turnover.
And they're going into overtime.
And it's anybody's game.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like them to have a little bit of a bounce back. I think this game matters to both them and the Saints. It matters a little more to them because, yes, it matters in the ranking of who will have home field advantage throughout, but they keep losing games, and Seattle keeps winning games. Seattle right now has the current tiebreaker over them, and I, you know, they go from the number one seed or maybe number two seed to number five seed.
Yeah.
Real fast.
It's not good.
Real fast.
So you like the 49ers straight up, right?
I do like the 49ers straight up.
I'm going to go opposite.
Okay. I mean, picking against the Saints in the dome is not smart.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I mean, it's just not.
No, I understand that Drew has not looked all that great. Drew Brees, obviously, Father Time is undefeated. But the Saints defense, like these two teams, the two coaching staffs will know each other really well. I do like the 49ers.
I think it'll be a great game. This is 2 weeks in a row that the Niners don't get to be on national TV.
This is three out of four really tough games.
True.
And then they also had the Cardinals in there, and the Cardinals have been playing pretty tough. Yeah. I mean, not great, but, you know, this is a kind of a gauntlet for the 49ers.
Oh, no. We're getting into the hard part of their schedule.
And the Saints played on Thursday last week. They got a little extra time.
The Saints have the extra time. You're right. I mean, a lot of things point to that,
And the public is still all over the Niners.
Yeah, I mean, it scares me.
It's bananas. I don't get it. I thought it'd be a little more evenly split.
I think they need this game more, and I think that's the only reason I'm going that way.
I think they both kind of need it evenly, don't they?
No.
I mean, obviously the Saints can be the Saints like the one or the two seed.
Division. They could still be the two seed no matter what happens.
I think
the
Saints,
because the only other team involved in the conversation for the two seed is Seattle.
Yeah.
It's not Green Bay. And so therefore, if the Saints lost it, they would still be the two seed.
I think the Saints want home field for the whole playoffs.
You're right. Oh, no.
I think after the way last year happened.
They want people coming through that dome.
You got that right.
You're right.
You got that right. All right, next game up here. The Ravens at the Bills. It's New Era Field in Buffalo, 12 p.m. on CBS. 43.5 is the total. The Bills are a 6-point underdog at home. The Ravens have been through a gauntlet. Now, they've won, what, 7 straight? Is that right?
That's the gauntlet.
That's definitely a gauntlet, but they have played some tough teams. That's they had to go saying. To L.A. They come back. They got to play the Niners. They played the Patriots. They played the Texans. They've been rolling everybody.
They've played everybody good.
Yeah, the Seahawks in there. Yeah, that's it.
I mean, that's
it's tough to do that. The Bills, of course, had a little extra time.
And the Bills are one team that nobody really thinks about as being good. I keep saying it every year. I've said it all year long.
They are well coached.
Good team.
Yes.
They're a good team. I bet the over on them. I bet them to make the playoffs before the season started. I feel smart on both of those right now. I don't think I'm losing either of those games. The over I've already hit. I think it was only like 7 wins. Got that in the bag.
They're sitting at 9-3. I mean, they control their destiny.
Yeah.
Like they could win the East.
Yeah. They have a chance to win the East. That's crazy. Oof. But I think they can win this game. I don't know that they win it. I think they can. This is the NFL. People are good and people get got all the time.
This seems like one where the Ravens could ease up. I'm taking the Bills.
Yeah, I'd take the Bills here too. We gotta make a
take
pick.
Them. Yeah, I'm gonna take them straight up. Like you're doing straight up as well. You're debating it, aren't you?
Yeah, I kind of think I am. Yeah, I'll go straight up with you.
Okay. That's
I will. No, I'm because this is what happens in the NFL. Nobody still respects Buffalo.
Yeah.
Because we remember all the jokes that we've made all those years, and it's just okay, it's been one after another. It's a different team.
It's definitely a different team.
Sean McDermott is a hell of a football coach. If you hadn't figured it out by now, I can't help you. I just can't. Just keep betting against them. I'll take them and I'll cash tickets.
There you go. Next game up. Sunday Night Football. Seahawks at the Rams. It's a division game. The Rams are pretty much out of this playoff thing. But don't tell them that. Because they're sitting at 7-5. The Vikings are currently 8-4. And they're only one game out of the wild card. Right. So, I mean, we'll see. But obviously they play in a super tough division. But they got a lot of their tough games out of the way. They hung with this Seattle team in Seattle and had a chance to win it, and Greg Zuerlein missed a kick at the end of the game. That was the only difference between the teams. Now, the Rams have not looked good since then.
I was just about to say, I just don't think either of these teams are the same team when that happened. No.
I will say this, though. The Seahawks, at some point, all of that good luck is going to swing back the other direction.
That's fine. Because you ride a Tennessee Bucks here, you don't ride at all.
They have won 9 one-possession games this year.
That's right. They can win 10 here.
That's crazy. I mean, they're what, 10-2? Is that right?
They're 10-2.
10-2, and 9 of the wins were by one possession. That is bonkers.
That's fine. That's hustle and bustle, baby.
They do win a lot away from home, though. They're almost better away from home. Which is nuts.
Well, when you're 10-2, you win a lot everywhere.
True.
It don't really matter.
That is true.
LA is not like a tough place to play. There's not going to be a million Rams fans out there just getting wild with it, okay?
No, it's by the way, it's Sunday Night Football. Total is 48.5 at 7:20 p.m. on NBC. LA Memorial Coliseum ain't exactly, it ain't the dog pound.
It's not a den of thieves here, okay? This is nothing to be afraid of.
No, you got that right. So we're going opposites here, right? I'm taking the Rams. You're taking Seahawks.
I'm taking Seattle.
That sounds
I'm not
like a plan to me.
Russell Wilson right now.
I can understand.
Listen, I almost took Arizona last week. I lost. But getting right against Arizona doesn't make me feel better about your football team.
I can understand it.
They've looked bad when they've played decent competition. Not good competition. Decent competition.
That's true. Next game up, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough to play the New England Patriots. Patriots are a 3-point favorite. Total is 48.5. You were right, by the way. I told you Pat Mahomes would never have a total under 50. I was wrong. You called it. It's at 3:25 p.m. on CBS. First off, I think it goes over the 48.5 because I think these two teams will score because the Chiefs' defense ain't great. And I think Mahomes will be able to score on the Patriots. It may not be a ton, but last year they met up twice. He put 37 and 40 on them. So
his
I don't know that he puts
this
up this much.
Different than the defense last year.
But 28-24 gets you 52 points. So
his defense this year ain't the same as the defense last year.
For
the Patriots.
I'm with you, but I did just watch the Texans put 28 up on them. And I understand that they were sick and all that. I get you. But I'm just saying.
You keep buying that. That's fine. Put your faith in that.
I think it would be.
Bet over. Go ahead.
It would be miraculous if they held the Chiefs under 20 points.
All right. Well, okay. Under 20 is different than under 24 or 28 because 20 doesn't get you a cover.
I mean, if it's 30 to 20, yeah, it does. But I don't know. What would 28-21 get me a cover?
Patriot. Okay, that's fine.
So I'm just saying, I would go over, but that's not what we're picking here, obviously. The Pats don't lose at Gillette, and it's only a 3-point line.
Like Madden covered in 3 weeks. At some point in time, they're going to get back to it. The offense got going last week. It took them a quarter and a half, but they got going.
Yeah.
They still don't have any players. I mean, it's still a bunch of nobodies, but they got it going.
Yeah.
At some point in time, these rookies are going to start making plays. I believe that. I really believe that.
And they're going to be able to run the football.
That's where your over has a problem is. If the Patriots run the football on them and just pound it down the
throat. Just keep the ball for 45 minutes?
Yeah, because you know that's what Bill wants to do, by the way. He don't want Patrick Mahomes touching the field.
Yeah, you're right.
He wants to keep his ass on the sidelines.
Now you're 100% right.
I'd take the Pats. I'd take the under.
I'll take the Pats as well, but I'm going to go over. That's it.
We don't normally pick over unders, but I did it just to spite you.
All right, next game up before we get to the rapid fire section. Thursday night football, the Cowboys and the Bears.
Woo!
What is it? What's that line? 3?
It's 3. The over-under on the number of games these two teams are going to win together
for the rest
of the season.
Good gracious.
Is it 3?
Yeah, it's Cowboys -3 here on the road. And the number of wins that they will have the rest of the season, we'll put the over-under at 4.
Together? Assuming one of them has to win this game and they won't tie.
Yeah, no, right.
So we got one. After this game, is 3 more? God, these two teams.
Both of them should have been way better. It's
and the Cowboys might win this division. They might run away with this division.
Yeah, no, right? 7:20 p.m. on Fox. It's on Thursday night, like I said. It's total is 43. It's at Soldier Field in Chicago. It's going to be cold. It's going to be awesome Big Ten football weather, of course.
Correct.
The Bears have not looked good on offense. They hadn't exactly looked great on defense.
I think that's because they're having to play a lot of defense, though.
Yeah,
I mean, we see that all the time, right? I mean, if your defense is on the field constantly, at some point in time, they're just going to give up big plays.
Yeah. I'm going to roll Cowboys here. I think they need it more. I don't think they're very good, but I don't think that the Bears are very good either. And I don't think the Bears are going to be able to score enough because I do still have a little bit of faith in this Cowboys defense. And it don't take a lot of defense to be able to shut down this Bears offense.
I don't even know. I don't even want to pick this game. It makes me sick to my stomach. Even every time I believe in the Cowboys, they just
they make you look bad.
They just do stupid stuff. Here's the thing. I think Dak is a good quarterback. I think Zeke is still a freak. I think Gallup is a really, really good receiver coming on. They still got Cooper. How the hell they don't win this game is beyond me. I got to go with Dallas, but yeah. I don't feel good about it at all.
No, because they lose to good football teams, but I don't know that Chicago is a good football team.
And they lose to bad football teams, too.
And they've done that as well. Yeah. I don't know, man. This team makes no sense to me.
No.
I think this is finally the year that Jason Garrett is going to lose his job. Like, we've been talking about it for 5 years now, maybe longer.
Yeah.
And every year it's, how does he still have a job? Now, I mean, they made it to the playoffs last year. They, you know, they got to the game in Los Angeles. But, yeah, I mean, if you got a choice between Dak and Mitch Trubisky, I mean, you're going Dak every time, right?
I think so.
It's not that he hadn't looked terrible. Like, he's actually looked pretty good in most spots.
So I'm going back and I'm looking through Cowboys' losses recently. And you know what? They haven't lost to a bad team.
Not since the Jets game.
Yes. That was a long time ago. Week 8, maybe?
You got me.
Hang on, I'm trying to find it. I'm going slow. I can't read and it's too late. Nope. What did we get?
Week 7? Maybe not?
Nope. That was Cowboys Eagles. Holy shit, dude. That was a long time ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah, it was. It was week 6. And we are in week 14.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a long time ago.
Now, they've lost games.
They've lost games, but they lost to the Vikings, who we think are going to make the playoffs. Lost to the Bills, who we think are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They've lost to the Patriots. They lost to the Patriots, who are making the playoffs. They beat the Lions in that time span. They beat the Eagles, who are a shit team right now. So, like, forget right now. This year, they're bad.
This is one of those games that
they
don't
lose to bad teams. The problem is we don't know if the Bears are a bad team or not. We know they're not a good team.
Yeah.
We know that, right?
Yeah. We know that.
No, not a good team.
Not this year.
Give me the Cowboys. I got to do it. I got to do it. It's the only right play I got.
Cowboys -3 for both of us on that one. Let's go.
I'm taking all dogs and every other pick. Why the hell not? I got the Patriots. That's the only home team I got.
Let's jump into the rapid fire very quickly. There's some bad games here.
Yeah, we're going to get some bad games. But some of these, the reason they're listed is because they're so bad. They're
kind of interesting. Yeah.
We got a loser leaves town match.
I think we've got a couple of those. Chargers at the Jaguars.
This is it.
That's a loser leave town match.
I don't think the coach survives this game that loses this game.
I think you're probably right.
And if they tie, they both get fired.
That'd be funny. You know, it may not matter who wins. I think at the end of the season, they may both be gone.
You're right. At the end of the season, I think this is a literal loser leaves town.
So if the Chargers lose at the Jags,
I don't think Anthony Lynn makes the plane ride to L.A.
I will say this. It's going to be interesting to watch Gardner Minshew back in that starting role. I mean, they benched Nick Foles. Nick Foles got Foles. It's kind of funny.
I know our guy TJ thinks they're going to blow the whole thing up. I think it was Jason Lockenfora on the Tony Kornheiser show. It might not have been him, and it could have been a completely different NFL podcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts throughout the days. That said, Tom Coughlin wants to fire Marone and just coach this team.
He wants to coach?
Yes. He knows he's a better coach than Marone. Yes, he absolutely wants to coach this team. And I wonder, is it easier to just fire Marone and bring Coughlin down?
Maybe. I don't know. I thought this might be a good spot for Ron Rivera, but, I mean, we'll see.
I mean, if everybody gets fired, then Coughlin's gone too. But
I doubt they'd get rid of Coughlin. They
clean house, a clean house.
Yeah, they clean house.
I want to know who the hell gave Foles $30 million. or $50 million in 2 years. Like, I, you know,
I mean, that did. You got me.
If that was Tom,
yeah, it might be time.
I think you got to pack your stuff too.
Of course, that also means he's the one that drafted Gardner Minshew. So, you know,
when you draft a guy in the fifth or sixth round, you don't really get credit for finding a diamond in a rough. I think he just got lucky. A lot of guys sling a lot of noodles at the wall, hoping one sticks.
That's true. That's true. Next game up, Colts at the Bucks. Bucks are a 3-point favorite here.
I think this is going to be a really fun game.
Jameis has won two straight, and Bruce Arians is a hell of a coach. Like, this will be a fun coaching matchup for sure. Frank Reich against Bruce Arians.
I have a new rule. Any Jameis Winston game, any Bucks game, is in at least the interesting games if it doesn't make the big game.
Yeah.
Because if you're not watching these games, then they're really exciting football.
Yeah. No, they're fun.
Nothing's boring.
Not in the slightest.
Cousin Sal has bet on Jameis every week to throw a pick, and he's talked, like, I follow him on Twitter, and he talks about how it's just free money. It's like minus like 320, minus 380. Will he throw a pick this week?
I mean, it's terrible odds.
You're laying a bunch of odds. It's free money, though. It's free money.
I mean, it's every week.
Every week's going to get one.
Yeah.
He said that the odds change if it's will he throw 1.5 picks? Will he throw two? It goes from minus like 380 to like plus 180. It's like massive swing, but that takes nuts. He's going to throw one a game. He won't always throw two.
That's true. That is true. This could be interesting.
I think this is a two pick game.
You might be right.
See, he's got guys all around the country. He can find these prop bets. We don't have that luxury here.
No, you can't always get those. Can't always get those at Tunica, and they don't really offer them a bunch
online. I got a lot of offshore accounts. I can't find them on there either. So
yeah, no, you're right. Titans at the Raiders. Titans are rolling right now.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing the Raiders team that we thought we were going to have at the beginning of the season. It took. My question is this: were the Raiders really that good, and they run out of gas? Or were the other teams just take a little while to figure out who they are? Because, like, the Broncos, for instance. Like, yeah. The Raiders opening week beat the hell out of the Broncos. I mean, it took 10 weeks, 14 weeks, but the Broncos have kind of found an identity.
I think it took them getting Drew Lock healthy.
Well, yeah, they didn't have it, but he would have started the season anyway.
The Raiders have fallen off, man. They got destroyed by the Chiefs.
You want to talk about hit a cliff.
It's one thing to get blown out by the Chiefs. Like, correct. You go to Arrowhead, no, that kind of stuff happens. But the week before, you get beat 34-3 by the Jets. That's a problem. Like, that's a major league problem. And then the Jets turn around and get beat at Cincinnati. Like, get housed at Cincinnati. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with the Raiders. The Titans, though, what is it? They've won like 5 out of 6?
Yeah, they've won 5 out of 6. And the question is what happens if they start the season with Tannehill instead of... Which there's no way you could have brought Tannehill in and thought he was better than Marcus. And Marcus really hadn't done anything to that point to justify losing his job.
Yeah. I mean,
it's one of those what ifs. They could realistically be winning this division.
I mean, they're sitting at 7-5.
Yep.
And they've got a shot to win the AFC South here.
That's right.
I mean, it's just crazy. They
got a shot to make a wild card play. They could, no matter what.
They could realistically.
I'm wanting
to pull up the Titans schedule because
I was thinking the same.
I think they could win 10 ball games.
Both thinking the same thing here.
Let's see. They got the Raiders, they got the Texans, they got the Saints, and then they got the Texans again. So if they beat the Raiders, you win 2 out of 3, you're sitting at 10-6.
That's ridiculous.
Now they have gone 9-7 the last 2 years.
But
I think
in the AFC, one of those AFC spots is going to be a 9-win team.
Yeah, I think so. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't think the Texans are going to
win the division, but they still have the Texans twice?
Yeah.
I know that the back end of all these schedules are divisional games.
Yeah. Now, they do host the Saints in...
It's going to be tough.
Let's see, week 15?
That'll be brutal.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, but they do host them, and they always get... I mean, they got the Chiefs earlier, and they handled the Chiefs.
Oh, it's not... It's brutal. It's not unbeatable. It's just going to be... It's going to be hard.
After this week, next week you host the Texans, and then you host the Saints, and then you play at the Texans. That's kind of a rough way to end the season, but
man, you sweep the Texans, you take the division.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the Texans will be three games up on them.
No, I mean, what are the Texans right now?
One game up on them? Maybe two.
Let's see. I have no idea. Standings. There we go. Hold on.
You find standings.
Texans are 8-4. Titans are 7-5.
Yeah, they're one game up.
Just saying.
With two to play each other.
Really thought that the Texans would...
And you and I... Texans have won the last 2 weeks.
The Texans have the Broncos. Sold on them. Yeah, the Texans have the Broncos at home this week. They go to Tennessee next week. They go to Tampa the week after that. And then they host the Titans.
There is a world where they lose all four of these. That's
very possible.
That's a crazy world. But
it is a world. It's there.
It's not improbable.
This is crazy.
I really need that Broncos win this week to get me just a push. Just push this ticket one time for me, boys.
Monday Night Football, I threw it on here because it is a divisional game. Giants at the Eagles, and boy, this is just...
I didn't even know what this game was when you said Monday Night Football, and then I remembered why. I was like, I'm not going to watch Monday Night Football.
The Giants are 2-10. The Eagles are 5-7.
The Eagles are the worst 5-7 team I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. But I don't think they're as bad as the Giants.
So I asked a poll question on Twitter. Had five people answer. I don't have a very big Twitter following. I don't know if you guys know that or not. Not a lot of people follow me on Twitter. At ChrisBG&E, if you want to.
Throw it out there.
I like a lot of Alabama making fun of stuff and LSU things. Would you rather have the Eagles roster as currently constructed and Carson Wentz, or would you rather have Nick Foles and not two first-round draft picks, two extra first-round draft picks? Because you're going to have yours. You're not giving yours up.
Yeah.
And Nick Foles. Everybody, all five of you, said you'd rather have Foles in the two picks. I agree with that.
Yeah. Now Foles obviously is not looking good with Jacksonville.
No, but you've got three first-round picks.
But I also think that Foles worked really well with Doug Peterson. I think the coach matters sometimes.
Here's the problem with that. I think we're seeing that Foles didn't work well with Doug Peterson. And I'm biased because I have bought into this Colts team. I think Frank Reich was the genius behind that offense.
Well, but he even after Reich left, Foles did really well with them last year.
He did okay with them, but he didn't do great with them. And that offense went big time backwards last year compared to what they did
before.
I think Frank Reich was the architect of that offense. We all thought it was Peterson. I think Reich had a whole lot more to do with that than we gave credit for.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because the Colts.
Eight.
And the Eagles. And one of them's got a $130 million contract
thinking for a quarterback, about that,
and the other guy's got a $30 million quarterback.
Would the Jags maybe make a deal with the Colts?
No, the Colts won't make that deal.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think they would drop Jacoby and bring in Nick Foles?
No.
What if you traded Jacoby for
Nick Foles? They would rather have Jacoby than Foles.
I mean, you don't think a reunion of Nick Foles and... No?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I think that was magic, and it is magic that will not be duplicated.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
No.
I mean, we watched it over a four-game, five-game sample size?
Correct.
Is what it is. All right, that's going to wrap it up. That was the NFL big game previews for week number 14. Of course, we will be here the rest of the football season. We are getting into playoff mode. We are getting ready. Go check us out, winningcureseverything.com. You can find everything about us over there, all of our social media platforms, videos, picks, podcasts, previews, everything else. The football picks contest is over there as well. Make sure you get in there. Smackapparel.com. Use promo code WIN to get 20% off your order. Anything over 40 bucks is going to ship for free. Smackapparel.com, promo code WIN, W-I-N. And the show is always brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. La, la, la. Good gracious, I can't talk. Sports gambling destination. Tunica's got all sorts of wonderful stuff going on. They got six incredible sports books. You can find more information on them over at tunicatravel.com. Anything else we need to hit? It's been a good week, y'all. Hopefully everybody is profitable this weekend. Enjoy the games. Make sure you watch the 49ers and the Saints. We'll see you all again next week.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.